You're listening to Sensitive Changemakers. This podcast is created for highly sensitive leaders and is designed to support you to embrace your strengths and gifts so you can feel more confident in your own mind and body and live a life with intention, purpose, and more importantly, joy. I'm your host, Kate Carter, a fellow HSP who has a BA Honours degree in education, is a fully trained and qualified professional coach and NLP practitioner, and has over 17 years of teaching and over 3 years of coaching experience supporting highly sensitive people. I believe that you can do anything you want to in this life, but that sometimes the path forward becomes muddy with self-doubt and fear of failure. It's my mission to help sensitive thought leaders peel away the self-doubt and stories holding them back, for them to see their own beauty and strength, so they can increase self-confidence and self-trust through thought and embodiment work, and see their path clearly and move forward confidently, living their life with intention and purpose. I would love for you to come and join us. Hello and welcome back to Sensitive Changemakers. As always, I hope this episode finds you well. So I am coming in today with a slightly different focus for our episode today, because I really want you guys to get to know me better, but I also want to get to know you better. I would love to invite you to share your story. So what I'm going to shift into today is actually looking at a story that has happened to me that highlights my sensitivities and the lessons that I learned from that particular situation, and how I am then using those lessons to further support me moving forward. And I'm sending the invitation out to you guys as well. If you're listening to this and you feel that you have a story to tell around being highly sensitive, maybe there's a bit of anxiety or overwhelm in there, and you've been through something similar yourself and you learned something from that experience, I would love to invite you to get in touch so that we can organise for you to come on here and for you to share your story. So I would love to hear more about that. I am recording this during the Easter break, so we do have the kids at home and it is a little bit crazy. So I'm hoping that we get through this without any interruptions. But as always, it is a complete unknown, so we shall see. So the first thing I really want to talk about is what's been happening with me and how this kind of affects being highly sensitive and the lessons that I've learned. And I'm hoping you hearing it can apply some of the lessons to you as well, and to help you to really embrace who you are and maybe to put some things into place for yourself that you might need to support you further. So my story is very much based on what's been happening to me recently. So for those people who don't know, health has been kind of up and down over the last few years, and I was given the diagnosis of ME CFS at the start of this year after multiple tests, not really finding out a reason why. And what happened on the back of that was I asked to be referred to an ME specialist to support me further, because I wanted to have less flare-ups. I wanted to understand what I could do to support myself. And as a result of that, the doctor said, you're going to have some more blood tests before you get referred. So I did. And those blood tests came back showing that a couple of things were just slightly off. So my white blood cell count was slightly too high. My C plasma reactive protein, I hope I've remembered that the right way around, is slightly too high. My lymphocytes, even though we're in normal range, were on the higher side of normal. And so the doctor's response was, we'll just test it in again in a month's time, which is okay, I get that. And just being tested again, and the same thing is still happening. So I've realised that how the sensitivity comes in here, comes into play, and I'm not saying this is the reason why these things are happening, but just as a kind of addition here, that I do have a tendency, and I think we all do, to kind of push through. We've been taught, and I know I've spoken about this before, we've been taught to kind of put our heads down, just get on with things, just push through, you'll be fine, it'll be better when you get there, those types of things. And yes, absolutely resilience. You know, I'm all for resilience and kind of increasing our capacity to feel and increasing our capacity to be. But I do also think on the flip side of that, there is this limit to how much we can continue to push, how much we continue to put our head down and just get on with things. And the reason I'm bringing this into play here is because I know that being sensitive for me means that my nervous system does tend to get overwhelmed. And that can be by a number of different things. It can get overwhelmed by being around lots of different people. It can be overwhelmed by being in different environments. And I think that part of what's been going on for me over the last few years is something's not quite right physically. I'm not saying that I'm really poorly, but something's not quite right physically. And I have just been pushing through. I have just been going, well, yeah, but I just need to get this done. I just need to do this. I just need to X, Y, and Z. And I'm sure you can relate. And as a result, on top of what's been happening physically for me, I have been getting overwhelmed by things that maybe necessarily wouldn't have overwhelmed me before. So, going and spending some time with lots of different friends has overwhelmed me more so than it would have done previously. Doing housework, and I know that sounds such a basic thing, but I know that that is one of the things that really does push me over the edge, so to speak. And so the story here is really me listening to my body. And I know this gets said in lots of different ways and in lots of different formats. And I know it means different things to different people. So I'll really specify what it meant for me. And then you can take what you need to from my story. And so for me, it meant understanding what actually was I finding overwhelming? What was it that pushed me over the edge? Because I already knew I had inflammation in my body, and we're not quite sure why that is yet, but we're still discovering things, still finding things out. So I know that there is inflammation in my body. And then, but I'm adding to that, not in a conscious way, but I'm not supporting my body because I'm not allowing it to rest, or I'm not allowing it to regulate. And so what I decided to do was I really decided to dial into what I could control, what was within my sphere of control. And so that was what I was putting into my body and what I was doing with my body and my mind as a whole holistic being. And so I looked at diet. I got some support there. We took out some of the more inflammatory kind of foods that are traditionally seen as inflammatory. We got rid of those. We made sure we put in some really kind of nice, healthy foods that were going to support my body. And I also looked at it's called Visible, it's an armband, and it's specifically for ME CFS. Now, I'm not kind of here being any kind of support for this band. It's just something I used. It's a tool that I've been using, and I'm not at a stage yet where I can say its effectiveness, but it's been a really useful tool so far for me to see what activities that I do on a regular basis that do have a very real impact on my body. And so one of the ones that I mentioned earlier is actually cleaning the house. Now, this isn't necessarily sensitivity specific, but it is something that I've noticed. And so I now have the data, because I think that was, and that is the side of sensitivity I know we can all relate to. I love having some data. I love having some understanding. I love having some depth. So to understand that that actually was impacting me on a very physical level meant that I then could shift that. I had that awareness around that piece in my life, and okay, so I won't go as intense into the housework, or I won't do as much, or spread it out, or I'll ask my kids to help. So there were lots of different things I could do with that once I knew that bit of information. And the other part of it is looking at things like when I say yes and no to things. And again, this has been my biggest lesson, and this is kind of what I want to really highlight here as my lesson around my health, because my health is something quite specific and not necessarily attached to being sensitive, but I'm hoping that you can see how me being sensitive has added to that mix. But the biggest lesson I want to kind of bring to your attention here that I've had to learn through this process is what I say yes and no to. And this has been really tough because sometimes it means that I have to say no to something and I know that that is going to have an impact on somebody else, or it's going to feel like I've let somebody down. And obviously, I want to try and avoid that as much as possible. So the way that I've approached this is I've kind of prioritized what is really, really important to me and what I can say no to. Where are my no's? Where are the things that I can put up a boundary and say, no, I'm really sorry, I can't do that today. And so priority rise always for me is looking after my clients in terms of my business. That is always one of my priorities, and looking after my family and my kids. And I had to make myself a priority, which is something I don't think I had been doing. I'd been prioritizing my clients, prioritizing my family, but I hadn't been prioritizing myself. And so that meant, especially that third one, prioritizing myself, which actually even saying it out loud isn't the most comfortable feeling to sit with. But we're all about learning, we're all about growing here, aren't we? And so actually sitting with that and thinking, okay, if I'm going to say I'm going to make myself priority, what does that mean that I have to start saying no to? And so I'm still very much in this journey. And normally I wait until after we've been through the journey for me to say, yeah, this is what I did and this is what I didn't. But I kind of want to share where I'm at right now so you can kind of see me in a different light and go, okay, that's what Kate's going through at the moment. But also to give you permission to be in it, to be in that journey, to be in the learning, to be in the growing, to allow yourself to really sit with whatever you're going through and to understand your best next step, because that is what it feels like at the moment. It's what is the best next step. It's not what is the best next 10 steps or 20 steps. It is that next step. And so some of the things that I've had to say no to, I've had to say no, and I'm going to reword that. Rather than I've had to, I've chosen to say no to creating as much content for my business. The marketing side of my business has been reduced over the last 3 months because I prioritized myself and my health. So that's one big thing that I put up in place. I have had to say no to going to places. So I have quite a big family, and April and May, March, May not so much actually, but definitely March and April is they're big birthday months. I have quite a few birthday months. My sister's birthday was in March. She was 40. My other sister's birthday is at the end of March. She was 39, even though she thinks she's 37. But it was very much, and peppered in that, we've had Mother's Day, we've had Easter just coming up. And so it was a case of me going, okay, I can't come up every single weekend, which is what it would have been throughout March if I would have said yes to every kind of birthday and every event that we had going. So I prioritized my sister's birthdays, which were 40th and 39th, and I didn't go home for the other little bits and pieces in between, like Mother and Sunday, and for Easter, we're staying at home. Because again, I know through doing all of this work, both in a very physical sense with my physical health, but also looking at my sensitivities and how that's playing into things, realizing that actually I need to just rest and do nothing. And this kind of brings me on to the last point that I want to say here is that we're all very different. Now, I live in with a family, obviously, with a husband and two children, and we're all very, very different, although there are similarities that go across. So my husband and my daughter, for example, are quite similar in the fact that they love moving. In whatever capacity that is, they love moving. My daughter plays football. I've shared this before. She plays football. She does swimming. She does martial arts. She does drumming. She is always moving. Even when she sat on the sofa, she is not sitting still. And yes, we are looking at ADHD tendencies here, but that's just her as well. And that's okay. You know, she is happiest when she's moving. My husband is very much the same. He doesn't like sitting down. Whereas me and my son are quite sensitive. And what I've realized over time is we don't need all of that stimuli from outside. In fact, sometimes too much stimuli, as I was saying before, really kind of overwhelms us. And so I know that every so often I just need to go and shut myself away. And I'm really lucky in the fact that my kids, we understand each other, we talk to each other, they understand that about me, and I understand what they need. And so there are times when I'll just say, I'm going to go and sit down and take it easy for a little bit now. Or I'm going to go sit down and read for 5, 10 minutes or half an hour. And my kids will go and take themselves off and do something. And it's all very calm, very quiet. It's very nice. Because then it allows me to not only rest and take that time to re-energize for myself, but it also means that later on in the day, we can go for that walk. We can play that game. We can go to the cinema or whatever it is, because I'm re-energizing because I've got that. But also they've got had their time on their own as well. So what the point that I'm trying to make here is I made that decision, that choice to prioritize myself, and it was really uncomfortable. But actually, by doing that, it is benefiting not much just myself, but those people that are around me as well. So my question to you and my invitation to you is, number one, do you need to make yourself a priority at the moment? If so, how do your sensitivities play into that? Do you understand the implications of the actions that you're taking at the moment, and how that is actually impacting on everything in your life? And actually, can you see the benefits of prioritizing yourself, not just for yourself, but for those people around you as well? How is that going to impact them positively? Because of what we tend to do, and again, I really believe that if you're listening to this, you'll resonate. What we tend to do is we tend to see ourselves as being selfish, and we tend to see ourselves as it being bad. Like, it's bad that I want to prioritize myself. It's bad that I'm selfish. And actually, what I invite you here today, and the lesson that I've learned, is how actually can it benefit those people around you when you do take that time? So that is my story for today, shall I say? And I will be back with another story next week. Another kind of little mini lesson I've learned about being highly sensitive. And as we're going through this, I think it's important just to kind of highlight that obviously we are not just one-dimensional beings that are just sensitive people. We are sensitive people who have a job, who have a family, who have different personality traits, who may be introverted or extroverted. And so as we go through these stories and we talk through the stories and we talk about the lessons that we've learned from them and how we're using that to benefit not just our own lives, but those of our lives around us, I think it's important to realize that they're all going to be slightly different. They're all going to be, nuanced in slightly different ways. There's going to be different personality traits that pop up. There's going to be different lessons that are learned. And so the invitation here is very much to kind of please have a listen, but take away what is useful for you, how you can benefit from what we're talking about. And that brings me on to the final thing that I want to round up with, which is what I said at the start. If you feel that you do have your own sensitive story and you would like to share it with people because you want to have that impact, you want to support people in embracing their strengths and embracing who they are. And you also know that some people do beat themselves up and you want to support in seeing the benefits, in seeing those lessons, in seeing how you can use your stories to further fuel your future, then please do let me know. I'm going to put the link in the show notes so you can go on there. It's just a form, and you just go in there and you put your name and your story and the lesson that you learned and how you would like to share it with the audience. And then I will contact you and organize a time that we can meet so that we can go through that and see about you coming on the podcast to share that with the audience. So if that feels like something that you're interested in, please do fill in the form. And if you're a bit nervous about filling the form, if I can speak properly, then please do reach out via email or through Instagram, Facebook, through Messenger. That's absolutely fine as well. Please do reach out and ask. There are always different things. Whenever I have a guest on here, I'm always really clear that it doesn't have to be. We don't have to have video on if we don't want to. We can just have audio. Only the audio gets used anyway. There's loads of different ways that I can support you in feeling calmer and more comfortable in recording your voice. So if that is something that you would like to do, but you're a bit nervous about, please do contact me because I would love to talk that through with you. So that is me for today. I hope it's been permission giving for you to look at your life and how you're prioritizing yourself and what that means for you. And I'll be back next week with another episode. Okay, sending you lots of love. Bye. Thank you so much for listening to this week's episode. If you have any takeaways or any questions, please do reach out to me either through Instagram, LinkedIn, or Facebook at Kate Carter Coaching, or you can email me at kate@katecarter.co.uk. I always love to hear your feedback and the things that you have taken from the podcast. If you know of any other highly sensitive people, then please do share this so that I can reach more and support more highly sensitive people to embrace their strengths and gifts. As a thank you, I will pick a winner every month for a free 50-minute coaching session with me. Thank you so, so much.